And welcome back to another episode of Impulsive Thoughts. And I have a very long-awaited episode today. And we are also welcoming back Stir the Pot.
Hi! It's me, Velma. I'm back!
How's everybody doing?
This is my first time meeting Velma.
Yes, it's a pleasure to meet you.
We don't have Don today. Don is working. Boo, Don. But I am joined here with one of my other co-hosts, Mr. Dano.
So Slender Man was tall, and he wore a black suit.
And he sometimes had tentacles.
Sometimes had tentacles. There's a movie made about him.
7 to 14 feet tall.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shitballs. So you're done with your research part, now it's on the Lupe's part?
I've got a little bit more just like additional crime.
Probably, yeah, probably when...
Yeah. That happened, this was the first big one. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have him do that. These were just kind of small little shits.
So can I guess what it is, see if I'm right? Or no, you know what? Let me let you tell your story and I'll just... Because I don't want to ruin it, but like, yeah, you're right. And then I ruin your story. So let me just hear what your story is.
So, and I'm looking for the day. Oh, here it is. Spring of 2014 in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Damn, that wasn't even that long ago.
Yeah.
10 years only.
So by this time, Slender Man was, headed to right. Sorry, my contact is like bothering me real bad. By this time, Slender Man had already existed for about 5 years. In May 2014, Morgan Geyser and Anissa Weir were from Waukesha, Wisconsin. And they were usually called, like, outcast and weird and stuff like that in school. Yeah. Originally, Morgan Geyser and Peyton Lautner.
Taylor Lautner?
Many people say it different ways, but whatever. Were super close. Like, they were, like, best friends growing up.
Besties.
They met when they were 4 years old and or something like that, or in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And then they became really close like later down because they were the socially awkward.
And I don't know if guys were the same way, but I know like when I was a kid, having like a real close girlfriend was like super important. Like just having somebody where you, like, I wouldn't leave their house for days. You know, like, and they wouldn't leave my house for days.
Right.
Like, it was very important in my childhood, so I get it. I don't know if guys did the same thing.
I had
a close girlfriend and a close guy friend. Mm-hmm. And me and my friend Karen were friends since we were 5. My friend Rob, we were friends since I was 5. He was 7. Like,
yeah.
To this day, like, we don't see each other often, but we still, like, mm-hmm. It's like we grew up together. And,
yeah.
Like, when we were so young, like, we'd want to have sleepovers, and the parents would be like, you know, guys and girls can't sleep over together. Like, mm-hmm. It was still innocent back then, yeah. But it was like, you know, they're setting the ground rules, you know. And then my buddy Rob, it was every other weekend, one of us was spending the night. And then as we got older and we're in the gaming, we would play, like, he'd come over and we'd play games, and then my dad would get up for work at, like, 4 a.m., we'd turn the TV off, I'd leave the game on, and then lay down like we were sleeping, wait for them to leave, then start playing. And then, like, we were up 24 hours, and then, we were at each other's house nonstop. So.
Yeah. I can't even imagine being up 24 hours now.
No.
I've done it, actually, recently.
I've gotten close a few times, but it sucks. Yeah,
and that's because I wake up so early in the morning. Especially, usually happens on Fridays.
Yep.
Like, since I get up so early in the morning.
Yeah.
I work, and then I come home, we record, and then sometimes I'll go to my brother's house, and we drink till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, well, it's been 24 hours now.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Now, oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I go to sleep for another 28 hours.
Yeah,
right. After that, I need to recover.
Yeah.
See, and that's why I can't away with that, because I got the kids at home.
Yeah.
I can't, so it sucks when I'm over.
Have kids, they said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, like I said, Morgan and Peyton were friends since fourth grade. And the way they got together was Peyton seen Morgan eating lunch by herself, like every day and everything like that. And finally she went up to her and decided to eat with her. And since then,
to
like
break
they,
bread.
Yeah, they pretty much became inseparable
May
ever
I break
since.
Bread with you?
Literally.
So, lost my spot. So Morgan met Anissa in sixth grade at the bus stop. I guess they became or they were living in the same condo or apartment buildings,
mm-hmm.
and they took the bus together and everything like that. So that's when they met, was in sixth grade. Anissa originally had showed Morgan Slender Man, and they were like instantly hooked, instantly obsessed, mm-hmm. and they wanted to know everything about him and everything like that. Like, Morgan was...
Nobody can obsess like I can.
Morgan would constantly draw pictures of him, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And,
jeez.
You know, later down, like, I'll tell you, like, what was actually found in her room and everything like that.
Dun, yeah. dun, dun.
Peyton didn't want anything to do with it. Slenderman scared her. So, and, like,
rightfully so, he's creepy.
Yeah.
Like, what, in sixth grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
What, 12 years old?
Yeah, ish.
And Anissa would constantly send her pictures online through
just, like,
email
hair.
And stuff, like, to scare her, saying Slender Man was coming to get you and stuff
what
like
the
that.
Hell?
Yeah.
And Anissa is the new friend?
Yes, yeah. Anissa was the new friend.
And the two original ones, one of them liked it, one of them didn't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So I'm trying to get my friends straight here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it took me a while too. So I'm sorry. It was actually Morgan who actually sent all the stuff.
Oh.
Through email and stuff like that.
To her bestie.
To her best friend. Yes. Morgan eventually started showing signs of a mental illness.
She was the one with glasses, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. She really wouldn't like get in trouble too much in school, but there was this one time where she was suspended because she brought a hammer to school.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What's she gonna do with a hammer?
Well, I don't know. She might have been a bench that she needed to fix or something. I don't know.
My chair was squeaky.
But at the same time, she would capture bugs and throw it at her classmates and stuff like that. Like, and it was just
that's
very odd behavior. Yeah. And that's why they, like, the teachers were kind of saying, like, well, maybe something's wrong,
yeah.
and stuff like that. Anissa would always stick up for Morgan because, like I said earlier, like, they were, like, the outcasts, the weirdos, okay. and everything like that.
And they were new friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they were new friends, and they got super close, mm-hmm. and they it was all about Slender Man with mm-hmm. them two.
Right.
So anytime that Morgan would get picked on, Anissa would end up punching somebody in the face.
Yeah. Whoa, that escalated
yeah.
quickly.
Yeah, seriously. So after a while, Morgan's birthday was coming up and they were all excited. Her birthday was actually May
16th.
Oh, no.
And 2 weeks later on May 30th, Morgan was having a birthday party and sleepover, and you know they would yeah. go to the local roller rink and everything like that. And it was
how
just
cute.
It was just the three of them. It was Morgan, Peyton, and Anissa. After they had went rollerblade and everything like that, they Morgan's dad brought them back home, and they were like playing in the house, running up and down the stairs, and you know
doing
Morgan's
kid shit.
Yeah doing kid shit. And Morgan's mom didn't really think anything mm-hmm. else of it, like
yeah.
everything seemed normal and
they're
everything
12.
Like that.
Yeah,
right. So they lay down, and you know Peyton kind of found it weird that they weren't going to stay up all night like they usually do at their sleepovers and everything mm-hmm. like that. So and there's a reason why that they actually decided to go to sleep early. The
tell
next,
me why.
I'll get there.
Nothing but
so, anyway, the next morning, Anissa and Morgan ended up going downstairs and leaving Peyton upstairs by herself after they woke up first and everything like that. So, which is kind of sad. I mean, like, really, bro? Like,
I hate when people did that. Yeah. Like, and that would happen anytime. I don't know why parents thought this was okay, but whenever you would do three girls like that, there was always one girl because girls didn't know how to share.
Right.
And I mean, like, I don't know if this happened with guys, but like, there was always one girl that would get left out.
Mm-hmm.
And then because the other two were just getting too close and just too much kiki gossip, whatever.
Yeah.
And then shit like this would happen.
Right. Yeah. Sorry about the cat fur.
Oh, no, you're fine. I thought it was mine. That's why it was Bridget, and I was like, oh, thought it was mine. Well, if it's community, then I'll just put it on. I'm not worried about it.
Not usually. Guys don't usually act that way.
No.
Yeah.
I've never had any issues like that. Like,
I remember there was like my own personal experience. Like there was somebody that I went to her birthday party. And she invited me, which was like her far away best friend. Mm. Then I only got to see her like twice a year.
Yeah.
And then her close best friend. And me and her hit it off. And then she, you know, felt left out.
Yeah.
But like, I remember like things like that all the time. Or there were times where like I would bring my friend and my sister would get along really well. And then I'd feel left out. You know, right. Like little things like that. It would happen all the time.
So.
I'm connected here.
Oh,
Jesus Christ, what's happening?
So, Peyton woke up, she went downstairs and they all had, strawberries and donuts for breakfast, like, which is
nice.
Pretty good breakfast, I don't know.
Yeah. I was kind of bummed that it wasn't waffles. I like waffles.
Oh, waffles with...
With strawberries.
Yeah, and donuts.
And donuts.
And donuts.
A donut strawberry waffle.
Oh. Ooh.
That sounds real good. That sounds good. That sounds real good.
So, okay, so the reason why that they ended up going to sleep early, Morgan actually had an alarm set for 2 o'clock in the morning. And the first plan that these girls had, Morgan and Anissa, was to kill Peyton.
Jesus Christ.
And the only reason why they wanted to do that was to appease Slenderman.
And become one of their proxies.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, they like I said, they were super obsessed with Slenderman. Mm-hmm. And Morgan actually had this delusion saying that Slenderman had talked to her and said that if they want to become one of the proxies, they have to prove themselves to him. And by doing something bad, like obviously trying to kill.
Yeah.
So they didn't know who to pick, so they decided to pick Peyton. And what they were gonna do?
Shun the non-believer.
Right.
Shun.
That unicorn.
Yeah.
Charlie the
Unicorn. That was a reference that I pulled out of my ass from forever ago. Shun the non-believer. Shun.
Jamie and Davey talk about that Charlie. All the time.
Banana King, Charlie the Banana King.
It's a Leopleurodon.
Wow.
I have a tattoo of him on my hip.
Do you really?
I do.
Of the unicorn?
I do. I've gotten a lot more shapely since then. I'm not showing you. That was one of my first tattoos.
Oh, that's God. Awesome.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Back to the Leopardo. Okay.
So.
God damn.
So the plan was... They were going to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, actually, Morgan was going to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and wake up Anissa. And they were going to duct tape Peyton's mouth and cut her throat.
Jesus Christ.
And then
12.
Yeah, 12 years old. And then cover her with blankets and make it seem like she was still asleep. And after that, they were going to leave and head out to Nicolet Forest, which... is where Morgan said was the Slender Mansion. Yeah. So, after that, since they didn't do it, and in the interrogation, because they were in...
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah. So in the interrogation, like, they where was I going?
Interrogated for what if you said they didn't do it?
So, yeah.
She was nuts.
Yeah, she was... She was not. But we'll get into it. I know I said interrogation. I kind of spoiled shit, but it is okay. So they, after breakfast, they asked Morgan's mom if they can go to the park, which normally she wouldn't let them.
And the other girl's still sleeping upstairs.
No, no, no. They were all together by this time. Normally, like, Morgan's mom wouldn't let them go to the park alone without an adult and everything like that. But since it was her birthday and it was going to be the three of them together, she said it was fine. They end up going to the park and playing around at the park, and they decide to go into the bathroom. This is where plan two popped up. So Anissa actually pushed Peyton's head into the brick wall to try to knock her out. And Anissa pushed Peyton. Did I say Peyton?
Yeah.
Did I say okay?
Yeah, you said it
right. Anissa pushed Peyton's head into the brick wall to try to knock her out after she refused to lay down and go to sleep. So, and I'll get to that too.
And this, that didn't do anything,
right? Yeah, because Anissa wasn't.
Bitch.
Yeah. They said that she wasn't really athletic enough, and she didn't have the strength to, you know, actually knock her out.
Bash
right.
Hard.
Right.
Like, they make it look real simple in movies. It's not that.
No.
I've hit my head on a lot of dumb shit before, and I've hit it real hard, and I'm still conscious. So.
Wow.
So, anyway, Morgan started to panic, and she's starting to pace around, and she's, like, singing and like speaking in tongue and shit like that. And actually, Anissa stated that she had to calm her down by petting her like a cat. I know. You're looking at me weird.
Petting but Morgan like a cat.
Yes, petting Morgan like a cat.
But Peyton's the one that she tried to knock out.
Right.
Yeah.
So at this time, Anissa turns around to Peyton and tells her, go outside. We'll be out in a minute. So
how did Peyton not run when she tried knocking her out against the fucking wall?
Well, so this is what I thought.
Also, because she's 12.
She's 12 years old. Like, she has no idea what's going on. Like, yeah, it pissed her off. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, she's 12. Like, these are her friends.
Well, and she's also being the girl that was also kind of a loser and had a couple friends, you know.
Yeah.
When you've got one friend that you're, she's there for, she's clearly there for Morgan.
Yeah.
Her and Morgan are friends. Her and, what's her name?
Annalise.
Anissa.
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 You almost said Annalise. Oh, shit.
I know. Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, that's why I gave you the eyeballs. I was like, uh-oh. The other girl, the new friend, she probably wasn't friends with her.
Yeah.
So with that confrontation that happened, she's probably waiting for Morgan to come out and be like,
get out of
hey,
here.
Hey, what the fuck? Yeah. Let's get out of here. Like, we're over this. Like, that's right. We're done.
It wasn't the best friend that hit the best friend. It was the new friend that hit the...
Right.
Yeah.
So, like I said, Anissa sent out...
Bring a third person in.
Right. Anissa sent Peyton out,
mm-hmm.
and after a few minutes, they all came out, and they suggested playing hide-and-seek, and Peyton was not about it. She was ready to go home at this point.
Right.
For obvious reasons.
Right.
And she said no. She kind of refused, but then they told her, they were like, okay, well, let's play this now, and then we'll do what you want to do after we play hide-and-seek. So, she finally agreed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is where plan three comes in. So Morgan went to go count, and Anissa and Peyton went to go hide. So Anissa ran with Peyton, told her, lay down here and cover yourself with leaves. You're going to be hidden like perfectly. So she thought it was a great idea. So she starts doing it, and then she starts hearing talking. She starts hearing Anissa and Morgan talking. So she thought, okay, obviously
they found each other,
and now they're going to come for her. So at this point, Morgan actually had a steak knife that she took from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when they were actually walking back towards Peyton, they were passing that knife back and forth, saying, no, no, you do it. And Anissa said, no, I can't do it. I'm too squeamish. So she's like, fine. Morgan said, fine. She's like, you have to tell me when to do it. Okay. So fast forward a little bit. They find Peyton at this point, but this is where it took a turn. Morgan ends up getting on top of Peyton And this is right where Anissa said, go ballistic, go crazy, do it now. And Morgan...
Sick him!
Morgan... It kind of scared me. Sorry. Morgan leans forward and whispers to Peyton, I'm so sorry. But at the same time, she backed up and she goes, don't be afraid, I'm just a little kitty cat. And proceeded to stab her 19 times.
She said, I'm so sorry, then I'm a little kitty cat.
Yeah, don't be afraid, I'm only a little what kitty cat.
What the fuck, weirdo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Anissa told Peyton to just lay down because Peyton ended up standing back up after getting stabbed so many times. But she started panicking, saying she couldn't see and she couldn't breathe and everything like that.
Well, I would
so
think not,
Anissa yeah. grabbed her by the arm and laid her back down and said, lay down. Because and lay down and relax because you'll lose blood slower that way. So Anissa and Morgan tell Peyton, look, we're going to go get help. We'll be right back. Peyton was done at this point.
Well, duh.
She knew they weren't coming back. Uh-huh. And actually, in the documentary, she said she knew that they weren't coming back.
So she lived?
Yes.
What the fuck?
So...
The story is... Like, we're halfway done. Like, yeah. This is a crazy story.
So, Peyton ended up crawling through the woods.
It was a long while, like a quarter mile
A quarter
something.
Mile or something like that, yeah.
Like...
She crawled, and I think in a documentary she said she walked as far as she could, and then when she finally collapsed, she crawled the rest of the way, uh-huh. and she ended up on this bike path. Now, this bike path was originally closed down for, like, construction and shit like that, but this guy, Greg Steinberg...
He was young, too, right?
Yeah, I think he was...
Like a late teen, early 20s.
Something like that,
it
yeah.
It always impresses me when, like, a late teen, early 20 kid does something good.
Right.
And I always just want to call it out because people shit on them so much
yeah.
that they don't care and they're, like, absent-minded right. and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then, like, you hear... Let me shut up.
Yeah. So... Greg was riding his bike after he disregarded the whole, bike path closed thing. Uh-huh. So it was like by some miracle that he right. decided to ride down his bike path.
Right.
So here's the 911 call.
911. What's the address? Your emergency.
Waukesha County Linium transferring over a caller on Big Bend at the dead end, just south of Rivera.
Okay.
Came upon a 12-year-old female. She appears to be stabbed.
She appears to be what?
Stabbed.
Stabbed?
Correct.
Okay.
Sir, you still there?
Yes.
Hi, sir. So, are you with this 12-year-old female?
Yeah, she says she's having trouble breathing. She said she was stabbed multiple times.
Stabbed multiple times?
Yes.
Okay, sir, are you with her right now?
Yes.
Is she awake?
She's awake.
Is she breathing?
Yeah, she's breathing. She said she can take shallow breaths. She's alert.
Okay, stay with her. We're sending the police department. Don't hang up, okay?
Oh,
hold on just a minute.
Up.
Don't hang up.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on just a minute, sir. We're sending officers. Oh. Is there any assailant around?
I didn't even look. I don't see anybody.
It's a dead end. Okay, stay right with her, sir. Is she on the ground or is she standing up?
No, she's laying on the grass.
Laying on the grass. Stay right with her. Just let me know if she is remaining conscious or not, okay?
Okay.
Is there any bleeding going on?
Her clothing has got blood on it.
Where are the wounds? Do you see where the wounds are?
No, I don't know if I should be rolling her over and checking or not. Do you know where?
Okay, just stay with her and just let me know if she's conscious or alert or stops breathing or anything. Hold on, I'm going to talk to the ambulance. Police are also en route.
Okay, thank you. I'm bothering you at all? My shade? Okay. You're very
copy. You copy.
Okay. Just keep her in that position. Just let me know on her breathing.
Okay.
What's your name, sir?
My name?
Your name.
My name.
Okay, were you just passing through?
Yes.
Okay, and you found her and she was just laying there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you see any active bleeding or blood spurting out or anything like that?
No, unless it's underneath, or I just see dried blood.
Okay, just dried blood. Okay. Okay, is she still breathing? Is she still alert?
Yeah.
Okay, stay with her.
Yep.
stay with her. I, keep an eye on her. Hold on just a minute. Do not hang up, sir.
Okay, I will not. Any minute. Who did that to you? Or don't you want to talk?
And she didn't say who did this or how it
happened? I don't know if she wants to be talking. I started to ask
okay.
her. And then
that's okay. If she's...
You gotta save her energy, I think.
Okay, but you see nobody else around you. Are you clearly visible? They pull down that road towards the dead end that they'll see you?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Are you clearly visible when they come down there so they see you?
I've got a strobe flashlight on my bicycle. I'll shine that towards any emergency vehicle I see. And I'll be standing in the middle of the road.
You're in the middle of the road? And where's she, in the side of the road?
Yeah, she's on a grass. It's a little trail I take on my bicycle.
Okay, see. Don't hang up, sir. Just stay right with me.
Okay.
And let me know immediately if you see anything else suspicious in the area, car, a person, anything.
All right.
Keep your eyes open. Was anyone coming or leaving, or any cars coming or leaving when you came upon her?
No.
Nothing?
No.
So were you on foot walking by, or did you pull up in a car?
Bicycle.
You're on a bicycle?
Yeah.
How did you see her? Did you just...
She's right in the middle of the little path I take.
Middle of the little path. Okay.
Yeah. There's a squad car coming now.
Okay. The squad car coming? Okay. Flag the squad car down. Protect her.
Here he's coming.
Does she have a bike or anything with her?
No, I don't see it. One sandal is off, but, you know, maybe 3 feet away from her.
Okay. Flag that officer down. I'm going to let you go. Okay. You meet with him right now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I have two questions.
Okay.
Before you go any further. He's supposed to be like 20-ish? He sounds like an old man.
He does.
And then,
he does sound old. About that.
How does he not see any blood if she was stabbed 19 times?
Well, he said that there was blood on her clothes.
Okay. And it was dried.
Yeah.
But I think something that comes up later is like they were just like with, what the hell is her name?
Who?
Anissa?
Anissa,
Jesus Christ. Just like with Anissa, correct me if I'm wrong, this might be a fake memory, but they were very superficial wounds.
Didn't go deep enough?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so now that I interrupted, go ahead with your story, maybe it goes further then.
Didn't hit any big arteries.
So, okay. Yeah. So, alright, So at the hospital, the detectives managed to ask Peyton who did it to her and everything like that, and she said it was Morgan had stabbed her, but Anissa was with her.
Mm-hmm.
And they only did that, try to interview her just in case, like, she did die.
Right, so they can get at least the name out of her before they did anything.
So, because she was going into emergency surgery to try to, you know... stitch up any wounds and see if there were any other internal damage and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So of the 19 times, one was really serious. Like if it would have went the width of a human hair, it would have hit a major artery near her
Jesus.
Heart, and
that's crazy.
It would have killed her within minutes.
Wow.
So at this point. The police are on a manhunt, looking for Morgan and Anissa.
A little girl hunt.
Yeah.
Two 12-year-old girls.
And Morgan and Anissa...
And this was Morgan's birthday, right? Mm-hmm. Her birthday sleepover.
Yeah, Two weeks later. Yeah.
Right.
So after they had left Peyton, they went to the local Walmart to wash up, mm-hmm. Try to get the blood off their clothes. Well... Morgan, not
right.
Well, no, probably Anissa too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they were on their journey to Nicolet Forest, which was about 300 miles away.
Holy shit!
And they were gonna do it on foot,
what?
Which would have taken by car about 4 hours, but on foot about 4 to 5 days, if they would have went straight through.
So they
I am on
this.
My way. I go the distance.
So, wow, I'm pretty spot on with this.
What?
Sorry. So, this is where, okay, so they found him 5 hours later. They didn't make it very far. They were still in Waukesha, which I almost said Waukesha, and if it wasn't for the documentary, I would have said Waukesha before I would even know.
Right. Waukesha. Waukegan. for walking.
So they were on the side of a highway of they were on the side of I-94,
okay,
sitting in the grass, and a police officer had pulled up and seen them, and he's like, well, he fully expected them to resist arrest, mm-hmm, and they didn't. They freely went with him and everything like that. So,
and he knew who they were already, or he, yeah, just saw two random girls, no, on the side of the road.
He knew who they were.
Oh, okay.
They finally get them into like interrogation rooms and everything like that, and they told them, like, you had, they read them their Miranda rights, and they told them, you know, you have a right to a lawyer, but they didn't tell them that they were able to have their parents come into the interrogation, mm-hmm, room with them. Now, obviously, that's a tactic with the detectives, because they could have easily said, well, can my mom or dad come, yeah, in here? And they would have to stop.
Yeah.
So at this point, Morgan had told investigators that that it was so hard for them to keep this stabbing a secret. And Morgan and Anissa had plans to kill Peyton three separate,
right,
three separate plans and everything like that. And the three separate, well, the main plan to actually kill her actually started 6 months prior.
Jesus Christ.
So,
this wasn't like overnight.
Right.
Like during the sleepover.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to, yeah, kill her. Yeah.
So, but Morgan would make code words to talk about in public. Like, itch was kill, cracker, I think, was stab or something. Jesus. Like that. Yeah, it was so like...
We're going to use a cracker for this itch?
I was about to say I have an itchy cracker, but I'm like, what I'm the fuck? I'm not sure.
Do we cut that out?
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, it doesn't sound good.
Talk about your itchy cracker.
I don't want to talk about my itchy cracker.
So, since they didn't do the first plan, which was to kill her in the middle of the night and, mm-hmm, everything like that, and they didn't because they claimed that they were too tired and sleepy from, you know, rollerblading all night and everything, mm-hmm, like that. Which,
first, okay, world, fine, problems.
Right.
Yeah, right. So the second plan that they came up with while they were actually going to the park was to do it in the bathroom because there was a drain there, so her blood would drain and the drain. But Anissa was too weak to knock Peyton out.
Yeah. But here's my question. If they had this kitchen knife the whole time.
Right. Stab her in the bathroom.
Boom.
Right. But I'm going to get to that.
But 12-year-old, 12-year-old girls.
But it's not even, it's, yeah, not even just because 12-year-old girls. But it was because that Morgan said that she read online that it's easier to kill somebody who is unconscious so they can't look at you.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that's necessarily a wrong statement, but just the fact that that's like what they thought of, I think is very interesting.
Right.
That's a weird back-ass words, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Okay. I mean, yes, but no. You can't even knock him out. Like, you're not doing so good.
Right. Right.
Like, you're already,
strike,
like...
Strike two.
Yeah, strike two. At this point, I don't think you should do it. Slender Man doesn't want you. You're a little bitch. Like, you ain't gonna be no proxy whatsoever.
The plan with the knife.
Yeah, the plan, well...
The interrogation.
The interrogation. Morgan said in the interrogation that she read online, uh-huh, that it was easier to kill somebody who was unconscious so they can't look at you.
Oh, shit.
So that's why Anissa tried to knock her out.
Yeah.
I mean,
they didn't succeed because they just still killed her in the leaves with her looking straight at her.
Yeah.
Right. So, so in the interrogation room, Anissa blamed Morgan for everything, and Morgan had been blaming Anissa for everything.
Of course.
Been, of course, you know, 12-year-old girls.
12-year-old girls.
We're back at that. But, I mean, 12-year-old girls who did a very adult crime.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's only attempted murder because she didn't die. Mm-hmm.
True. So Morgan had been the one who said that Slender Man wanted them to prove themselves worthy so they can be their proxies.
Right.
Morgan was also the one that decided that they needed to kill Peyton. Anissa just followed her. And that was another thing, like, in school.
Morgan,
like,
said this?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it was, that was another thing, like, in school, that, like, Anissa was such a big follower, and she just kind of, like, went with the flow and did everything that they would do and everything like that.
So, because you've done all this research, and it sounds like you know a lot about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just because Anissa and Morgan knew about Slender Man? Like, I don't understand how the two best friends that have known each other since they were four, all of a sudden this random third girl comes in and she turns on her other best friend.
So, and that...
12-year-old girls.
No.
Okay.
I thought she was going to drop some knowledge, but...
No.
I thought she was going to say they were actually having a shared delusion, which is very rare with friends. Bullshit. Usually it happens...
Bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually,
that's just a defense term.
Usually that happens, but no, Folie like... Adieu.
There's a whole movie coming out
right.
with the Joker, Folie à Deux. Granted, do I think that's what actually happened in this case? I think that they were 12-year-old girls.
Yeah.
That had an imagination.
And I guess, like I said, yeah, because they're 12-year-olds. Yes, even though they've been friends yeah. since she were four, this other girl likes the exact same thing I do, and
yeah.
And they become best friends. Yeah, like I said, I have a 21-year-old daughter just called me now that mm-hmm. I've watched her have one best friend 1 week that she knew for 5 years, and next week she doesn't talk to her anymore. She's best friends with the girl she knew for 3 weeks. So.
That's what I'm
saying.
So
you're right.
Explain.
You're right.
Like, that's just how 12-year-old girls operate. Yeah. Like, it's a different. I don't know if it's the same, and I'm not trying to be weird or sexist when I'm saying this kind of stuff, because I'm sure that it happens everywhere, but
guys,
I was
like
a 12-year-old girl. I know exactly how it works,
mm-hmm.
and it's sad, it's depressing, it makes you crazy.
Yep.
It's fucking nuts, but...
No, I don't think guys are like that.
No. I mean, they have their own issues,
right.
I'm sure, but, like, this, it was just something, like, girls needed to have that bestie. They
mm-hmm.
needed that.
Right.
And so if it wasn't this girl, because me and her had an argument about something stupid, then it's going to be this girl. So.
Girls are stupid.
Hey! I resemble that remark.
So, anyway, Morgan was worried that Slender Man was actually going to kill her family and...
Jeez.
And she had told Anissa, and Anissa thought the exact same thing. That was because they needed to prove to Slender Man that they were worthy and everything like that, which I kind of already went over. But anyway, when they had went to the park, Anissa had actually left her cell phone at Morgan's house. And when Anissa's mom went over to Morgan's house, she found the phone. And there was a very, like, cryptid, note in the phone. Mm-hmm.
About crackers and itches?
An itchy cracker?
Yeah.
And it was almost like she left it where she was expecting somebody to find this note.
Hmm.
And the note...
Well, yeah, if they were planning on walking to this other place...
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What kind of 12-year-old girl leaves her phone behind?
Right.
Yeah.
So, and the note actually read, and I quote, "This is my final wish to those who care. Do not grieve my absence, but remember me for who I was. I love and cherish you all and wouldn't do you no harm."
Hmm.
So at this point, Anissa's mother kind of thought that was more of like a suicide
note.
And since they had, at this time, they didn't know where they were at. So she had already thought that she had killed herself and can't find her.
Right.
So in the interrogation... the detective asked Morgan how she felt stabbing Peyton, and Morgan kind of said it didn't feel like anything at all. Kind of felt like air. I was just kind of like stab, stab, stabby, stab, stab. And she actually motioned her stabbing. Anissa,
stab, stab, stabby, stab, stab.
Yeah.
Like,
what
that.
The
That's...
fuck?
Stab, 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 stab.
So, and then, so, in the other room... Anissa was with a different detective, and she asked that detective, "So where is it?" And the detective was like, "Where's what?" And Anissa goes, "Peyton's body." So,
whoa, I forgot about that.
So I guess like
they thought they did it.
They kind of, they assumed that they killed her, and she was wondering like how they found the body so fast, and then how they found them, 12-year-old girls. They didn't have really a solid plan.
Right.
Listen to this real quick. So I just texted Jamie that this Slender Man case is crazy. I never knew anything about it. She goes...
Pause.
Huh.
Are you going to say that there was... Wait, what were
I'm not going to say nothing okay. about your case.
Oh, okay.
She goes, LOL, that's weird. It's on 2020 tonight. They're doing the Slender Man case.
Oh, no shit.
She goes, where the two girls killed their friend because they said Slender Man told them to do it.
Yeah.
And I said, Lupe's going over that right now. I go, that's exactly what Lupe's going over. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah. she says, she sent this GIF. Coincidence? I think not.
But, yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Well, she said it's literally on 2020 right now.
Oh, that's funny.
That's insane.
What a coinkity.
Yeah. But it could be, well, it could be because what I'm gonna end on.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Ooh, is there new information?
So I'll let you know. Okay, I'll let go. You know.
Yes.
So
I'm excited.
They found the Leoplerodon. So,
the what?
The Leoplerodon, Charlie.
So, what's a Leoplerodon? What is that?
That's from Charlie the Unicorn. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I know Jamie and Davey. You met Davey. Yeah. They love that. They talk about it all the time.
It's
the only Charlie I know is Charlie bit me. Oh. He bit my finger.
Bit my finger.
That really hurt, Charlie.
Charlie.
Anyways.
So after she had asked where Peyton's body was, the detective told her that she actually wasn't dead.
Dun, dun.
And...
spoiler alert.
And yeah. And they had took her to the hospital. So, and Anissa seemed, like, relieved after hearing that, like, information. And she even said, like, oh, does this mean we can go back to school? So.
Yeah, buddy.
So, but it was a little different with Morgan. Like, when the detective told Morgan that Peyton was actually still alive, like, it, like, shocked her. Like, she, like, her head, she broke her neck looking at this detective, and she started shaking her head. And then she kind of, like, retreated and curled up in a ball and, like, kind of, like, got really silent.
Well, I'll bet because of what you said earlier, if she's afraid of the Slender Man coming to get her, if she didn't complete her mission...
Right.
...to kill this girl for a sacrifice, she's in trouble with the Slender Man.
Yeah. So, after questioning both girls for probably, I think it was about 3 or 4 hours, they mm-hmm. questioned these girls, they finally took a break to give him food and everything like that. And they actually gave Morgan her food. And she was eating her French fries like one itty bitty bite at a time, which was like very odd behavior for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then like she got up and she started walking around the room, like looking in the corners of the room and looking under the table.
The fuck?
And when she, well... according to the documentary, like that they said, like once she decided that there was nobody actually in the room anymore, she started like singing and dancing, like kind of like nothing even happened. She sat down and she was playing with her food, making her French fries dance and shit like that, like little dolls.
Like a,
and,
yeah, like a kid, like a yeah, kid.
Yeah, like a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah, like a 12-year-old girl. So, yeah.
So, by this time, both Anissa and Morgan had already confessed to the crime.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, at this point, like, it was just a matter of how they were going to charge them in court. Like, if they were going to charge them as adults or charge them as minors.
Right.
Which was, there was a huge gray area in Wisconsin, I guess. Like, if you commit a crime like that over the age of 10, it's the possibility that you would be tried as an adult.
Yeah.
I've seen that in other cases. I don't.
And depending on how heinous. The
yeah, I don't remember. Yeah. Obviously, don't remember what states it is, but yeah, some of them. Even if you're under 18, it doesn't matter because you murdered 32 people. You're getting charged as an adult type shit. Yeah.
Right, and some of them it's like as small as like mm-hmm. any crime.
Right.
You're charged as an adult. Right. You know?
Yeah.
So
at this point, like the detectives were pretty satisfied with both stories and. And they pretty much got the people who actually did, even though they did admit to it and everything like that.
Seemed like this was an open shut case.
Pretty much, yes. Now, which is weird because the trial actually went on for 5 years.
What?
Or 4 years, yes. Morgan and Anissa were charged with first degree attempted homicide.
As an adult or children?
As an adult, they decided to charge them as adults. Only because if they would have charged them as children, they would have been out by 18 years old.
Yeah, because they hit 18 and all of a sudden...
That's it.
Yeah. Their brain it's like, changed chemistry. Right. They're adults now. They can
yeah.
die.
Yeah.
Overnight. Mm-hmm. That's how that works.
Yeah. So Anissa's charge was actually reduced to second degree attempted homicide because she obviously wasn't the one that actually didn't do any of the stabbing. Once the charges were filed, the girls had a long way to go to trial. I think it was like 18 months before they actually went to trial.
So now they're 15 by now, pretty much, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they were 12, well, 12 when it happened, a month, I mean, 18 months, a year and a half, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was actually 14 months, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So they're 13, maybe almost 14.
Yeah, so they were in a juvenile detention center because they were charged as adults, but sent to a juvenile detention center, and they had to stay there for 14 months before awaiting trial. Anissa was... And this is the funny part. Like in the documentary, that they said that Anissa was actually a model inmate. She got along with all the other kids,
of course,
and like she was just spot on with everything. Mm-hmm. Now Morgan kind of went back to her old ways when she was in high school. She wasn't in high school.
Yeah, she was in middle school.
When she was in school, like she would sit by herself,
withdrawn from everyone.
Yeah, she actually would sit in her cell. And would play with the ants with her food. And, like, there were times when she would go in the yard and have these ants in her hand and throw them on other inmates.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It was fucking crazy. Like, she went back to, like, that child mentality.
Were they in the same detention center?
They were in the same detention center, but different locations.
So they couldn't, like, hang out on recess and stuff like that.
Right. Morgan was actually diagnosed with early onset schizophrenia.
Oh, shit.
In the fall of 2014, the detention center officials had to transfer her to Winnebago Mental Health Institute because they couldn't take care of her mental issues anymore. They found that like a health center would be way better because she would have 24-hour help and care and stuff like that.
Monitoring it.
Almost like what's it, Renfield from Dracula, where she's with the ants and everything and playing with them.
Oh, ants.
So
Renfield did the spiders, though.
Oh, God.
when they asked Morgan about Slender Man, she still insisted that he was real and said that if he had told her to stab someone else, she would feel compelled to do it.
Oh, shit.
What?
After
she's been in...
Yeah, this was right before, I guess, the trial had started. So almost 14 months later, like, she was still saying this. Anissa, on the other hand, she actually went under evaluation as well, but the doctors determined that she had no characteristics of psychopathy or sociopathy. But she did have a diminished ability to determine what was real and what wasn't.
Because 12-year-old girls.
Yeah.
like
imagination.
I still believe in Santa, I think, when I was 12.
I still believe in him now.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he's still real.
Like, part of me, when I watch those movies, just, I want to have that magic happen.
Yeah.
He's real out there.
Yeah. And, like... Yeah, I believed in him until I was 13. So, like, just to think about that is crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I was probably close to that age, too.
I wonder if Slender Man lives with Santa.
It's possible.
Maybe he's at the South Pole.
Ooh.
He's the bad one. No, I think that would be the Krampus.
Oh, yeah.
The Grinch.
He's a mean one.
So, the girls' lawyers actually argued that they shouldn't be tried as adults and that they should be tried as children in juvenile court.
Disagree.
I agree with you. That would solidify their release back in society at 18 years old.
Right.
And obviously they're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not Morgan.
Not Morgan.
No.
The judge disagreed very well. Justice system.
Thank you. That was a good one.
Finally. Yeah.
I agree with you on this one.
But the judge disagreed because the severity of the crime was just intense. I mean, it was so much to be tried as children. Morgan and Anissa had committed the crime with every intention of killing Peyton.
Yeah.
And...
Because they tried three times.
Right.
Like, if you tried once and didn't succeed and then, like, let it go, like, that's one thing.
Right.
But, like, at this point.
Three times. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
So, the following year, on August 10th of 2015, the judge ruled that they both be tried as adults. That meant that they could be sentenced to up to 65 years in prison.
Good.
2 years dragged on while the hearings progressed. Mm-hmm. The case was pretty straightforward. Like you said, it was pretty open shut case. Mm-hmm. Both girls confessed and the victim was alive to tell her side of the story as well.
These girls, I just figured it out. If they were 12 years old in 2014, mm-hmm. they're right in between Logan and Rain's age. So this is like Logan and Rain doing mm-hmm. this when they're kids.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so
think about.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, but like that's a good relation.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I never even thought of that.
Yeah, because Logan was born in 2001, which makes him in 2014 mm-hmm. makes him 13 years old. Mm-hmm. Rain was born in 2003, so that makes her 11 years old at that time.
Yeah, so they would have been the same age.
Yeah. So now next sense, since I don't know anything about this, that's why I'm interested to see where they're at now, if they're still in jail or not. So that's why I'm waiting to hear what you say now.
Yeah.
So both girls pleaded not guilty by reason of mental illness. Before the trials, they both decided to change their plea to guilty in return for doing their time at a psychiatric facility instead of a prison. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I don't necessarily agree with it at the same time, if that makes sense.
I'm on the fence with that because I've heard enough podcasts and seen enough true crime things where some of these kids, it does happen. Like, what's her name? The lady from Morbid. Ashley, the other one.
Elena
has said there's been kids that their chemistry, like you said, 12-year-old girl. Like, they literally, as they get older, all of a sudden, like, something, it sounds weird, but something snaps and they're normal, like, air quote, normal. Like,
right.
So I want to feel that, a 12-year-old girl can be rehabilitated, a 12-year-old kid, whether not girl, boy, whatever. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't give a fuck. You tried to kill someone.
Right. Right. I agree.
Yeah.
So it's weird. Like, I'm on the fence with that. Yeah.
Another thing that they always say in the podcasts is feel bad for the kid, not the adult.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in this situation, the kid
is the adult.
Right.
Yeah, for lack of a better term. So it's kind of like, I feel bad for you because I'm sure that this just didn't come out of nowhere.
Right.
As
I
said before, Morgan at least showed signs of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Anissa. I've known a lot of girls like that are just followers that need another person to help them identify themselves when they're that age.
Yeah.
Because they don't know who they are. Yeah. And it's not that she's crazy or like has a mental illness or whatever.
But she's still trying to figure out who she is as a person.
She's trying to figure out who she is. And if the one person that's talking to her and is accepting of her is saying, hey, I want to kill my best friend so I can go meet Slendy, what else would you do?
Right.
Like, you don't know any better. You know, you're a 12-year-old girl.
That's the age old. If your friend shut off a bridge, would you?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
and the sad thing is like, I get that, like, the logical answer is, if your friend jumped off a bridge, would you? Well, in 2024, probably.
Right.
Actually, at this point, move over. I'm going first. But, like, you don't know the situation. There's a lot more that goes into it than just, you know, A plus B equals C.
Right. So, in December 2017, 3.5 years later, after the actual crime, Anissa was found not guilty by reason of mental illness.
And she was the one that didn't show any signs. Wow.
But the judge sentenced her still to 25 years in a mental health institution.
Well, right, because if you're not guilty of the crime, but you are found guilty of mental, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 2 months later, Morgan's sentencing came. And on February of 2018.
So just to clarify, they were tried separate.
Yes.
Okay.
As the one who stabbed Peyton, she pleaded guilty to attempted first-degree homicide. Mm-hmm. The judge sentenced Morgan to 40 years in an institution.
But not in jail, in a mental
institution? In a mental institution.
Okay. Which, here's the problem with those mental institution ones. The second that they can sentence you to 4 years in a mental institution,
yep.
But the second those psychologists and psychiatrists and therapists deem you liable or eligible, mm-hmm. or what the fuck ever,
you can get retried now.
You can get retried, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden that 40 years is two and you're out.
Mm-hmm. With that being said,
fuck.
A year later in 2019, Morgan's lawyer filed an appeal to overturn her verdict. In 2020, the Wisconsin Court of Appeals denied her lawyer's petition.
Oh. Good. Good.
But he appealed again to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And as of April 10th, 2024, April 10th, 2024.
Shut up. What's today?
2 days ago. 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Wednesday.
The judge once again denied the appeal.
Oh, good. Okay. You got me panicked. Don't be doing that shit. That's good.
The judge said she's not ready to be released, but she's getting closer.
I think that's fair.
In 2021, Anissa was granted conditional release to live with her father and was ordered to wear a GPS monitor, couldn't leave Waukesha County. Mm-hmm. And then on September 11, 2023, Anissa had her GPS monitor removed. Anissa isn't allowed to have any social media, and her internet access is restricted and monitored. And she still lives with her dad to this day. Peyton lived. She's 21 years old now.
So she was younger than them.
They were all about the same. They were all 12 years old. Mm-hmm. I think she might have been just a little bit younger than them.
Oh, yeah, 12 and 14, 10 years later makes it 12. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's in college in some undisclosed college.
Yeah.
And she doesn't live in Wisconsin anymore.
Good for her.
Does she have any physical issues afterwards, scarring only, or anything like
so
crippling at all?
She was stabbed, like I said, she was stabbed 19 times in her arms, her chest, her stomach. A lot of them, yes, they were superficial, but a lot of them did go deep enough to puncture the liver, puncture, I think, her pancreas. And I think one punctured her stomach.
Oh, wow.
But other than that, and then she had stab wounds on her arms and legs as well. So, but yeah.
So how do you feel about the current verdict?
I feel like Anissa should have stayed in as well.
Yeah.
They should have kept her in as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's weird is that she was found not guilty by reason of insanity, even though she was the one that showed no mental signs earlier.
Right.
Right.
And,
like, you can look up the interview with them, mm-hmm. and whatever, and I could not tell you what Anissa looks like, but I remember what Morgan looks like, and I remember in that interview, there was something not right.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell there's something going on.
She showed zero remorse.
Uh-huh.
On doing this.
Stabbing her best friend.
She felt like this was the right thing to do.
She's playing a long game right now. She's waiting to get released so she can go hang out with Slender Man again.
So this is what's weird.
And she probably still believes it.
Right.
When I was finishing up my research and everything like that, and I didn't write this down, but she actually had claimed that she made everything up. She doesn't believe that Slender Man is real. She actually knows 100% that he's not real, but she had made it up. It was just an attempt to run away from abusive house.
So now she's saying she's abusive.
An abusive father.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Which, if that actually happened, that's yet to be determined. But do you remember, what is it, the Melendez brothers?
Oh, yeah.
Menendez.
Damn.
That, Mendez, yep. That's a hot one. Where, mm-hmm. are they telling the truth?
Right.
Are they? Right. And, like, I'm not bashing them because I don't know. I don't know enough of the situation. But I remember when that case first hit, it was not brought up a whole lot.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, post-case, post all this, it's everywhere that they were being abused at home and whatever. So it's like,
Yeah, that was an interesting case.
Yeah, that one's very interesting. I like that one a lot.
Do you know there's a basketball card that's fucking super valuable? It's a Phoenix Suns card, I think. And it's not even like a good player like Kevin Johnson.
Uh-huh.
But the guy's dribbling,
and you see court the, side, you see the Menendez brothers yeah. on the basketball card. Like if you have this card, it's like super high collector's item.
No way. That's interesting. That's yeah. really interesting. Yeah. I did not know that. I love fun facts like that. That mm-hmm. was a great one. I like that one a lot. I'm going to remember that one forever. Yeah. Like, that is a really good one.
I couldn't actually find the picture of it too. Yeah. It's crazy.
Me too. There was, so just to kind of piggyback off what you said, and then this 15 episode thing that we just recorded.
I know, seriously.
How long have we been recording?
Almost 3 hours.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious? It's 10 o'clock. No way.
1990 NBA hoops card. It's Mark Jackson.
Oh, wow.
And they're pointing to the Menendez brothers in this one.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's a fun fact. That's a really fun fact. Okay, so I only have three other kind of big crimes to really talk about.
Uh-huh.
The first one was also in 2014. There were two of them in 2014. Two more.
Mm-hmm.
This girl was from Ohio, though. Both of these were post, so yours was in May. This one was in June, and then the next one is in September.
All the same year?
All the same year, oh, wow. 2014.
So these other two cases you're going to talk about probably didn't even know about this one going on.
No, because like it happened in different areas. Wow. So like it wasn't the same thing.
Weird.
But there was a girl in Ohio that was 13. Why is this 13, 14-year-old shit? I don't know. Attacked her mom with a knife and wrote
Yes, I did hear about this
and
one.
Wrote a little fiction about Slenderman.
Mm-hmm.
There was another one that was in Florida. She was 14. And set her mother's house afire.
Jesus.
With her mother and her 9-year-old brother inside. Everybody survived.
Okay.
However, this one was the one that I was talking about kind of earlier. Fast forward 2015, where this is still probably not mostly right. common knowledge. There was a suicide epidemic on Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, which is the Sioux.
Uh-huh.
And what's very interesting about this is they did relate it to Slenderman, but they also have a suicide spirit that is known as the Big Man, and there's like another word for it, but there's a lot of things that kind of like blur lines, and I can see where the things,
yeah.
you know,
wow.
but there was a suicide epidemic for teens in their 12 to 14. So those are the three other ones that I had written down. Not a whole lot of other information besides that happened.
Uh-huh.
But just very interesting. And then after that, there was like, everyone kind of backed off Slenderman. And then there was the movie that came out.
Yeah. And I never watched a movie. Like, I was into this. Yeah. Like, I used to play the games and stuff like that. But I never actually watched a movie.
Yeah, the documentary was good. That was about the girls.
Yeah, it was actually called Beware the Slenderman.
Yeah, that one was really good.
Yeah.
That's the one you referenced in here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The movie was not great.
Yeah.
So
it was a fake horror movie, right? Based on him being real or something like that.
Yeah.
I never saw it, but I heard about it. Yeah.
And not live action. What is it?
Stop claymation or stop?
Nope. Where they like have the cameras.
Oh, like first person view.
Yeah. First person view.
Like the Blair Witch.
Found footage camera.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Those can either be very, very good or very, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this one, I didn't love it. It wasn't great. And I wanted to love it, and it wasn't great. But
dun, dun, dun.
I know that there's also, like, comic books and stuff still written mm-hmm. about him, and I'm sure that we haven't seen the end of Slenderman.
Oh, no.
But
so what's interesting to me, because I didn't know shit about it, that mm-hmm. it was all created for a contest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, I thought, hey, the origins of Slenderman are kind of like he's like the Skinwalkers. It was the Indians believed this and this.
Yeah.
But no, it was all fucking created for... So there's not even anything like history of it other than it was a fake creation for a contest.
Kind of like Mario.
Right. That's just weird. Oh, yeah.
Mario was originally just in Donkey Kong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then Mario's now... Especially now. I don't know if you have anybody that's a younger child.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Mario's made a comeback like a motherfucker. I don't know what happened.
It was the movie that came out.
I blinked, and I'm seeing Mario everywhere. Mario.
My girls
Mario,
love
Mario,
it. And then Mario. They also, like, Rylan loves Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
She
Pokemon's making a huge comeback. That's another one.
Yep.
Which I'm not upset about. I feel like Pokemon has always kind of been around.
It's always been there.
Right.
Yeah, it just kind of goes, like...
It just has ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Like I said, my son's 23... He was huge in it when he was younger. My brother Jesse's your age, 35. He was huge when he was younger. Mm-hmm. It was after me. I'm 45. I've never got into it, but Jesse did. It was away for a while. Logan got into it. It was away for a while. Now Easton and Rylan mm-hmm. are collecting Pokemon cards again. She wears Pikachu shit all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So
I I appreciate me some Pokemon shit. But
wow.
Yeah. I really like the creepypasta shit.
Yeah.
I think it's very fun.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. I like that. I said from Logan last week, I looked at a lot of that uncanny shit. That stuff's creepy as fuck.
Uncanny Valley.
That's just creepy.
I was trying to explain that to somebody the other day, and it's kind of hard to explain to somebody that doesn't understand it already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just how do you explain the Uncanny Valley? So I literally drew the picture. Like, I was like, it'll start to look more human, and then there's this Uncanny Valley that goes like this. And in that valley, things look too human that they creep you out. That's the problem. Like aliens and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, that was creepy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Momo, fucking Momo. Imagine if Slender Man and Momo had a baby.
Jesus.
Momo Man.
Momo. You beat me to it.
I like that. What was the name of the other one?
The Hat Man?
Jeff the Killer.
Jeff the Killer, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fucked up story.
Slender Jeff.
Slender Jeff. Jeffrey, oh no, that was stupid.
Jeffrey Man?
I was so excited for it. I'm like, no, that's stupid.
I know. I love that sometimes like I get so excited about something, I'm like, okay, I had to rethink about this again.
Jeffrey Man.
Guys, always remember, don't believe everything you think. And
stay dangerous.
All right, guys. Peace.
Peace.